Yoma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion 2:7. We wrap up the Perek with closure on the theme we've been discussing the past couple Mishnais, even though we've gone off topic. We want to enumerate the number of Kohanim who are required to bring an offering of a bull. That's an Ola, a burnt bull offering. So this, of course, could be done from time to time, both on a tziburi level, on a national level. There are sometimes bulls required during the Moedim, etc. It could be brought also as an individual person making a voluntary bull offering. We're going to count the number of Kohanim that are counted here. I'm starting with the Tziburi one. So it says here, the par karev be'esrim va'arba. A bull is offered with 24 Kohanim. The previous Mishnah we said, when it came to the ram, you needed 11. When it came to the Talmud, the regular sheep, you needed 9 for the Talmud. But here we need 24. The basic count is going to be you need 15 in total for the meat, and then another 9 to bring the supplementary intestines and the flour and the wine. 3 for each. So here the Mishnah is going to do a full enumeration of how we get to 15 for the meat, which is as follows. The par karev be'esrim v'arba, the bull is brought with 24. Harosh v'haregel, the first, that, meaning the head. As for the first of the 5 meat portions, if you will, that are done, we're contrasting to what happened with the sheep. So the rosh and regel, the head and the right hind leg. Harosh be'echad, one kohen brings the head. V'haregel b'shnaim, 2 people together will bring the leg. The hind leg is very big. Ha'okitz v'haregel, as for the hind quarter, meaning including the tail and the rump, as well as the other left hind leg, ha'okitz b'shnaim, 2 people bring the rump, v'haregel b'shnaim, and then 2 other people, kohanim, will bring the left hind leg. Ha'chaze v'hageira, as for the portion of the chest and occult throat now, remember we said what's inside also, ha'chaze be'echad, the fats facing downwards on the chest of the bull, 1 person can bring, v'hagera b'shlosha, but the neck, including all its musculature and the tubes inside all the way down, we said that that's of course very heavy, so you need 3 people. Shtei yadayim, the 2 front legs, b'shnaim, you need a total of 2, 1 for each of the front legs, and shtei defanos b'shnaim, and the 2, let's call them the ribs, the sides of the animals, you need 2 kohanim in total, 1 for each of the 2 sides. So let's just get to 15 again. You have 3 for rosh and regel. You have 4 for the ukitz and the regel. That brings you to 7. You have 4 for the chazeh and the gera. That brings it to 11. You have 2 for the shtei yadayim. That's 13. And 2 for the shtei hadefanos. That's 15. Okay? That's 15 out of 24. The remaining 9 are in groups of 3s. Hakravayim v'hasolas v'hayayin. As for the intestines of the cow, including its cleaning out of them, the solas, remember now we're talking about the flour for the minchas nesachim for a bull is going to comprise 3 isronot, 3/10 of an eva of flour, and the as well as, remember, half of a hin, which is 6 lugin, let's call that 3 liters, roughly speaking, of oil. And that's the solus. And then the yayin, the wine, also again, it's a half a hin, so again, 3 liters of wine, roughly. But shlosha, shlosha, each of those 3 things, the intestines, the flour, the solus, mixed with oil, and the wine, each brought with 3 people. So 3 things times 3 people is 9. 9 plus 15 gives you 24. B'med devar memurim, when is it true that you need 24 different people to bring up an ola of a bull? B'kurbanos tzibur, that's for it's a public offering. Of a b'korban yachid, when it comes to a private person's offering, when a private person comes, he brings his voluntary offering to the base of Mikdash, as a bull, and he says he could choose any particular kohen to do the offering of it. And if he chooses just one kohen, that one kohen could opt to do the whole thing by himself. Im ratza lahakriv makriv. If he desires to do it all by himself, he could. Now, if a person doesn't specify a specific kohen, they divide it amongst themselves, all the kohanim, do it, like let's say again, 24, whatever they want to do. And similarly, if you pick one kohen without specifying specifically that he has to do it by himself, and he agreeing to it, then he can bring other people to help him. But if he wants, the point is, one kohen could do the whole thing all to himself, if he so choose, when it comes to a private, as opposed to a public, burnt offering of a bull. Now, hefshetan and netuchan, the flaying of the cow, that is to say, the removal of the hide, which is not burned, as we said before, and netuchan, that's the the butchering into quarters of the meat, shel elu ve'elu shavin. It's the same with respect to both public and private bull offerings. That is to say, that a non-Kohen is allowed to do both the shechita and the hafshata, the slaughtering and the flaying, as well as the nituach, the butchering of the cow, done by one person, even non-Kohen. And the way in which it's butchered, in meaning the portions that is they're brought up to the mizbeach, have to be the same, whether public or private. One person's allowed to do all the bringing if he wants to. But the way in which it's divided up, the rosh v'regel and so on and so forth, is the same whether it's done for a public or private burnt offering of a bull. That concludes the second parak, and next comes the third parak of Yomah. We return back to our topic of the avoda on Yom Kippur.